Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Darby Ruart, he's the chief economist at the Efficient Group. Darby joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning to you. I'm fantastic, thank you. I hope you're the same.
I am indeed. Well, I was until I started reading up on the fuel crisis, and then I don't know how I'm feeling really. So maybe give us some context here.
Yeah. Maybe just get a bit of an understanding what's going on
exactly.
At the moment. At the moment, all kinds of energy prices are going up, and it's going up quite sharply. Now, there are various reasons for that. One very important reason is that the world economy is getting out of the, let's call it the COVID slumber, and the world economy is starting to grow and could start growing quite nicely. And like anything else, whenever the economy starts growing, they demand more things, and in this instance, they need more energy. A second thing that happened is that the world was trying to cut back on, especially on coal, which means that the inventory on coal was quite low in many countries in the world, and they moved more to gas, for instance, especially in Europe. And now the Russians, of course, they are the providers of gas mostly, and the supply of gas is coming under some pressure. That's another reason for the increase in energy prices. And of course, when energy prices go up, especially basic energy prices like coal and gas, that leads to an increase in the prices of electricity, and that leads to all sort of other price increases as well. And that's why economists are quite concerned about global inflation. I'm not even talking about South Africa yet. I'm just talking about the global environment. In the case of South Africa, we've got some special reasons of why energy prices, why I expect that to go up. One certain reason is that the South African economy is growing much, much faster this year than last year, and there are some technical reasons for that. But we also know that our main electricity supplier, which is Eskom, is very, very deep in trouble. They own a lot of money. We've seen substantial electricity price increases recently, and we're probably going to see further increases in the price of electricity. And all of that, of course, is called energy, and energy prices are going up, and they're all interconnected in one way or the other. So I'm afraid what we're seeing currently is very, very high energy prices across the board, and that will eventually spill over to things like, for example, inflation, and that then will force central banks to start increasing interest rates. So that is the context. We've got high energy prices globally and in South Africa, and I'm afraid if this continues, and many economists reckon that it's likely to continue. I see this morning the oil price is around about $80 for a barrel of Brent, and many economists are predicting that the oil price can go to as much as $100 a barrel. And just imagine what that will do to the petrol price, especially if the rand weakens further.
How much of an impact does the fuel levy have on all of this?
Well, the problem with the fuel levy is that the fuel levy only has a once-off impact on the price of petrol. And the reason for that is because the fuel levy is only increased once a year. The 1st of April, the fuel levy usually goes up, and that means in April there's a spike in the petrol price because of the increase in the fuel levy. Depending on other things, of course, but the fuel levy only increases once a year. But in the meantime, every month, there are adjustments to the petrol price because of the change in the international oil price, but also because of the change in the exchange rate of the currency, the rand. And so typically on a month-to-month basis, those two factors, the oil price as well as the exchange rate of the rand, will affect the petrol price. And the first Wednesday of every month, we get an adjustment on the petrol price because of that. And that has a much more direct impact on things like, for example, inflation. The fuel levy is a once-a-year impact on petrol price.
I read an article, though, that said that it's quite difficult for the Reserve Bank to raise interest rates, given the fact that a lot of, for example, first-time buyers have come into the market. They've been able to acquire properties. And if they start adjusting the interest rate or raising it, that's going to have a terribly negative effect on a lot of people. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, there are many, many answers to that question. I think there are two sides to the debate. The one is that we've had very low interest rates for quite a long period of time. And that means that the people that are dependent on interest income, they're typically older people, that their income has been under pressure. On the other side, if you own money, of course, then you've been smiling all the way to the bank because you haven't been paying that much on interest rates. So the Reserve Bank's primary objective is to make sure that the rand maintains or keeps its value at a certain level. That's the reason why we have inflation targets. So the Reserve Bank, of course, is concerned about things like economic growth. It's certainly concerned about first-time. But that's not their job. Their job is to make sure that the rand maintains its value, which means that inflation must be between 3 and 6%, and they will have to increase interest rates if inflation goes above that, or the expectations for inflation going forward goes above that. Mm. I think that we are at the beginning of the rising interest rate cycle. I think that the Reserve Bank will pretty much be forced to start increasing interest rates soon. Not by much, so don't be too alarmed. So we're talking about 25 bips or a 40% increase, maybe even before the end of this year. And that's also because internationally, many central banks have already started increasing interest rates, or they're indicating that they will start increasing interest rates. And South Africa is part of the rest of the world, and when there are interest rates increasing internationally, eventually we will have to follow as well. It is not necessarily a bad thing. Certain people will be affected, but rising interest rates is in a way good news as well, because it tells us that economic growth is picking up some speed.
That's what I was going to ask you, is in essence, some of this is actually quite good news, because a point that you made earlier was that we seem to be recovering a little bit faster, maybe, well, certainly than last year, but that things seem to be getting moving again.
Yeah, certainly the recovery in economic performance this year is much stronger than what I thought initially at the beginning of the year. But there are some technical reasons for that. One has to do with a horrible year last year.
Economists call that a pretty low base. Yeah,
it's a simple base effect. That's the one reason. And the other reason has to do, quite ironically, with the rising commodity prices, including rising energy prices, like, for example, oil prices going up, because that means that other sources of energy like coal also goes up, and South Africa is an exporter of that. So in a weird kind of way, South Africa is actually benefiting from the rise in energy or commodity prices as well. I don't think that's going to last forever. So commodity prices are doing very well at the moment. We're a commodity exporting country, but unfortunately, it's very lopsided. So in South Africa, certain parts of the economy is doing well, like mining, for instance, now, but other parts of the economy is doing horribly badly at the moment because of, for various factors, like the lockdown and labor issues and all that. So you can simply go and ask the leisure industry, ask the restaurant industry. Things are looking a little bit better, but we've probably closed about a third or up to a half of the restaurants compared to 2 years ago. So it's a very lopsided recovery, but on aggregate, the South African economy is probably going to grow at a rate of more than 5% this year.
How do you account for, and I know it's not the topic of our conversation, but I was reading and looking into obviously the strike yesterday, the NUMSA strike, as well as, you know, they're demanding 8%. The industry's offered them a lot less, given the very high number of unemployment in South Africa, given the fact that the manufacturing sector is not one of the shining lights of our economy at the moment. How do we bring a little bit of reality to this? And surely the industry can ill afford this type of situation taking place.
Yeah, certainly. You mentioned the manufacturing industry. That's a good point that you're making, because the manufacturing industry has been decimated the last couple of years. And that's part of the economy that we can really create a lot of jobs. Coming back to your question, of course, I'm completely and totally in favor of labor organizing themselves and try to organize a better deal for themselves. There's nothing wrong with that. Whether that's a good idea, of course, is a completely different story, because I don't think it's a good idea to go on a strike now. We've got very, very high levels of unemployment in South Africa. We've got very high levels of inequality, by the way. And the main reason for the high levels for inequality is because people with jobs, their income is much higher than people without jobs. So unemployment in South Africa at the moment is, the narrow definition is 34%, and the broader definition is actually getting close to about 50%. So we've got massive levels of unemployment. So I don't think it's a good idea, unfortunately, to go on a strike. Unfortunately, the reality is that the labor unions in South Africa are very, very powerful. Labor legislation is such that it protects the labor part of the economy, I think, far too much, and that leads to all these strikes and so on. And the people that's going to benefit from the strikes are the members of the trade unions. And the people that are going to lose because of these strikes are the unemployed, because of reasons like you've mentioned. You know, the economy is just not growing. It's very difficult to employ people and so on. So that is what's happening at the moment. Maybe the guys with jobs, they might be a little bit better off. I'm not sure. because that may actually lead to the destruction of many of these jobs. But it's the people without jobs that I'm very concerned about, because that will make life even more difficult for them going forward.